Welcome to Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of your life. This program is brought to you by Hidden with Christ Ministries of Tustin, California. Now, here's Rita with Keys to Victorious Christian Living.
Hello, friends. We have been studying the past 2 weeks on the subject of the gifts of God in the body of Christ. This week, we will focus on the motivational or foundational gifts, as they have often been called, that we find in Romans chapter 12. It's my desire to encourage you to find your gifting and your calling in the Lord. Every single believer and unbeliever has a call on their life from God, but few people find their specific calling and walk fully in the giftings that God has placed in each and every individual. But God does have a call and a gift for you. In Romans chapter 12, starting at verse 6, we read this in the New American Standard Bible. Since we have gifts that differ according to the grace given to us, each of us is to exercise them accordingly. If prophecy, according to the proportion of his faith. If service, in his serving. Or he who teaches, in his teaching. Or he who exhorts, in his exhortation. He who gives, with liberality. He who leads, with diligence. He who shows mercy, with cheerfulness. The first thing I want to observe here is that verse 6 says, since we have gifts. My friend, we all have gifts. They differ, the scripture tells us, according to the grace given to us. But nonetheless, each of us is to exercise those gifts as the Lord has given you the grace. What gift do you have? The gifts that we're going to talk about today have often been referred to as the motivational gifts or the foundational gifts. Gifts that are the foundation or the motivation behind each and every believer. As you have without a doubt observed, many people's focuses in the body of Christ are very different. Though we all have the goal of honoring and exalting the Lord and loving God, God has placed in each individual person specific heart or a specific focus, or you could say a different motivation. And there are spiritual giftings that have been placed in the individual that allow supernatural flow of the Spirit to accomplish the specific task that God has for each and every individual. Your gift enables you to fulfill your specific calling, and every Christian has a calling from God. Today, let's take a look at these motivational gifts, and beginning with the first one mentioned in Romans 12, 6. It says, since we have gifts that differ according to the grace given to us, each of us is to exercise them accordingly, if prophecy, according to the proportion of his faith. What does this prophecy or gift of prophecy mean? First of all, I want to tell you that it's definitely distinguished from the gift of the prophet that's mentioned in Ephesians chapter 4 that's often been called a ministry gift or the fivefold ministry where the apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, and teacher are mentioned. Those specific gifts are gifts that are given to the body of Christ. They are people that are teachers or pastors or evangelists or apostles or prophets. But this specific gift of prophecy is a motivational gift that's given to an individual. It doesn't necessarily make them a prophet. However, it gives them a specific focus and a particular view or way of looking at things, which you'll note as I begin to describe the characteristics of that person whose motivational gift is prophecy. But first of all, let me give you the definition of this word prophecy that's mentioned in Romans 12, 6. In Vine's Expository Dictionary of New Testament Words, that word prophecy from the Greek is identified as the word prophetia, and it signifies this. It means the speaking forth of the mind and the counsel of God. Somebody who has the motivational gift of prophecy, as mentioned here in Romans 12:6, is somebody that's always motivated or driven to speak forth the mind and the counsel of God. You could say they're a person that's always highly motivated to warn people of the spiritual danger that they're in if they do not do things God's way. Another attribute that you will notice about somebody who has this specific motivational gift is that they see everything as black or white, good or evil. There's no gray area with them. They are very dynamic in their deeply held conviction about right or wrong. You could say they're often even intense about it or dramatic about it. They look at everything as this is God's way or this is the devil's way. This is right and this is wrong. They're very, very deeply passionate about right and wrong. Another characteristic of the person with this motivational gift of prophecy is that they tend to see the motivations behind people's actions, whether good or evil, whereas other people would just look and see the outward action that a person did or performed, and they would say, oh, wasn't that nice? And yet a person who has this motivational gift of prophecy would look at the action and would have a sense or a discernment whether their motivation behind that specific action, even if it was a good thing, they did something generous or showed mercy in a certain situation or had at least it appeared to be a compassion towards someone in a difficult place. A person with this gifting would look at that outward action and see the motivation behind it, saying they're doing that to get attention or they're doing that to be thought of as a good person rather than the way everyone else would seem to look at such a situation and just look at it for its outward value. A person who has this motivational gift of prophecy, you will notice, is very direct. They're very verbally candid. They don't mince any words. They get right to the point. They don't have any problem dealing with difficult situations because, as I mentioned earlier, they are just very black and white about everything. This motivational gift, because they have such a desire or a drive to speak forth the mind and the counsel of God, this person can come across in a harsh way. Now, that's not God's character because we know that the scriptures tell us God is love. However, for a person who walks in this gifting and is not operating in that gift completely led of the Holy Spirit, but they have their human vessel to deal with, they're a tent of clay, as the scripture says, and this gifting and this drive and this motivation is operating through, you could say, a pipe that's dirty, and though the water is clean. Understand that there are specific warnings that if you have this gifting or you see other people who walk in this gifting, that it's very important for this person to observe these warnings. The most important warning that I can give a person who has this gifting is that you need to remember to walk in love toward people. Prophecy-motivated people can come across harshly if they are not careful to remember that God's interested in people, not just principles. Yes, God has his principles. He's the God of principle. He is the God who determined what is a right standard and what is holiness. However, he's interested in people. He had his son Jesus Christ die for people, not just for principles, but for people. So it's vital that the person who has a motivational gift of prophecy learn to walk in love toward people. Secondly, it's important for a person with this motivational gift to be careful to avoid becoming rigid and inflexible because they have such a black and white perspective on everything. God is able and does work in people's lives in many different ways. And yet sometimes these prophecy-motivated people can't imagine God doing anything outside the very narrow view that they hold. And that, again, would be not God's way of doing it or God's even way of thinking. So that's an important warning. And the last thing is, a person with the motivational gift of prophecy must guard their own heart against becoming angry or offended when others don't respond to their message. If God has directed you to speak a word to a certain person, you must learn to leave it in God's hands and allow Him to do the work in the person's life. Go away then praying for the person that the Holy Spirit will work that message of God's spiritual counsel into that person's life His way and not become personally offended when it's not received. That's all the time that we have to talk about this today, but I want to encourage you that God has a specific motivational or foundational gift in your life. It may be buried, or you may have wondered why you always think a certain way or feel a certain way and haven't understood that perhaps the reason behind it is a gifting that you have never allowed the Lord to develop and refine. We have a 6-tape series called The Gifts and the Callings of God that might be helpful to you in discovering what your giftings are. For any donation of $30 or more this month to Hidden with Christ Ministries, we'll be happy to send you that 6-tape series called The Gifts and the Callings of God. Just write to us or call us at the number that'll be mentioned in just a moment. Thank you so much for listening. I would just love to hear from you if this broadcast has been a blessing in your life. And if you will call or write to me, I will send you 2 of my free monthly teaching pamphlets. In these pamphlets, I write each month about a down-to-earth subject that will help you in your daily walk with the Lord. It's a practical teaching that you can also share with a friend to whom it may also be a blessing, which is why I send you 2 copies. Won't you call or write to me today and request these free teaching pamphlets? You can contact us on our toll-free number or write to us at the address that will be mentioned in just a moment. Or if you have internet access, be sure to contact us through our website. Thanks again for listening. This is Rita Langland encouraging you. Have a victorious week.
Thanks for joining us today for Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. If you would like to support this ministry, please write to us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. That's P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. Visit our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com, where you may order tapes or submit a prayer request. Or call us at toll-free 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, thanks for joining us for Keys to Victorious Christian Living.